you all for joining us tonight with CORE Volunteer Training. Ashley is going to gear up for enhancing all of our use of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with a social media basics training that features plenty of time for a Q&A. And if we have time at the end, we'll actually do a small group breakout activity as well with all of our participants tonight to jump into how you're already leveraging your own advocacy efforts for a Skillshare. I am your host, Brett Cease. So a little bit about our speaker. Ashley Hunt Martirano has worked with CCL since 2012, and she has been co-founder of our Long Island chapter. Right after Superstorm Sandy, she got activated. And basically, as our marketing and events manager, Ashley organizes all aspects of working with our marketing role and ensuring the organizational character that inspired her to join CCL is evident in everything from print and digital resources to social media. She's also had a big hand leading up to our conference this weekend. So we're grateful for you making time amidst everything else on your plate to join us tonight and walk us through things, Ash. I will pass the baton to you and the floor is yours. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone.
Okay. So thanks everyone for taking some time on your Tuesday night to spend with us. I was excited to watch the results come in from that EV poll, seeing that folks were pretty equally distributed wanting to learn about Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, because those are the three things that I'm going to talk about tonight. So I'm glad we've got a nice distribution of what you're looking for. So I'm going to go over what you can do in social media to support your work as a volunteer with CCL and kind of direct you into what you can be doing on those three platforms that are on your screen. So the first thing to understand is that those accounts are that are listed on the screen are where we spend the majority of our time on social media as a national organization. We do also have a LinkedIn account, but we don't do a whole lot with that. We have tens of thousands of followers on these various accounts, and these accounts help more people all over the world understand who we are, how we work, and what things it is that we value, like optimism, nonpartisanship, diversity, and more. These accounts also give volunteers like you an easy way to stay up to date and connected with CCL. It's a quick, regular way for you to keep in touch with us, and we're frequently posting content that can be lightweight, interesting, up-to-date news that you can share with your friends and followers on your social media platforms. So first of all, I would encourage you, if you don't follow us on any of those platforms and you're on them, to please take a moment and do so. I will point out that on Instagram, when you hit 10,000 followers or more, it unlocks some special features, and we are like 500 people away from hitting 10,000 followers on Instagram. So if you're not following us there yet, or your friends and family aren't following us there yet, we will be very excited. Once we hit 10,000 followers, we will be able to share links in our stories, which is the swipe up for more information, which is great. So again, follow us on the platforms you use. You don't necessarily need to start a new platform that you're not already involved on, but just engage with us on social media where you're already using those platforms. You can comment on our posts and share the ones that are interesting to you. And if you're newer to CCL, when you first join, or maybe when some of the quarantines are wrapping up and we're going back to having in-person meetings, and you go to your first CCL meeting, maybe you want to share a post on social media about what it is that drew you to CCL and what kinds of things you're interested in doing as a CCL volunteer, so that you can let people in your networks know what it means to be a CCL volunteer. So we encourage you to make a post, an initial post when you start, that talks about what it is that drew you to CCL. Tell your friends and followers why you joined us and what it is you're doing specifically. And lots of times a picture is a great way to tell that story. So beyond this, you can take lots of actions that relate to your other CCL activities, which I'll explain more in a moment. So following, liking, sharing, commenting, those are the best things you can be doing. So I do want to take a moment to talk about hashtags. This is a common question we get. And these are the three hashtags that we use on the various platforms to support the work that we're doing: grassroots climate, bipartisan climate, and price on pollution. So you should add grassroots climate to your social media post that you show taking some sort of grassroots action, like attending a meeting, writing a letter to the editor, or a letter to a member of Congress, tabling, giving a presentation, those kinds of things. These posts with this tag reinforce the message that regular people all across America care about climate change. Add the hashtag bipartisanclimate when you're posting something that relates to bipartisanship. So parties working together, people talking across the aisle, or even specifically when you're talking about Republicans or conservatives that are speaking up and taking action on climate. Add the hashtag price on pollution to posts that talk about carbon pricing and specifically the Energy Innovation Act. Now, don't feel pressure to use all of these hashtags in all of your posts. We don't want to overdo the hashtags because that can be counterproductive. It could dilute the impact of each individual hashtag. So when you're creating a post, just take a moment to think about what the theme or the topic is that you're talking about and then pick the one that fits the best. And if you're wondering what exactly a hashtag is, don't forget that we have a lot of training videos available on Community that go into detail on very specific platform based information. So for example, how a hashtag might work on Instagram or on Twitter. That's different than how a hashtag might work on Facebook. So we do have information on those on our trainings on Community. And of course, I'm happy to talk more about that in the Q&A part of tonight. So now let's go into details. If you've been through our introductory trainings, you know that we use these five levers of political will to move Congress forward. So those levers are lobbying, media, grassroots outreach, grass tops engagement, and chapter development. So social media is a tool to support those levers. It's not the end result we want. Social media is just a tool to get us there. In the same way that you may send emails or make phone calls during your work on any of these levers, you can use social media for most of them too. So different social media platforms are appropriate for different uses. As you can see from this grid here, Twitter is the best for the levers of lobbying, where members of Congress are the most active and vocal, and literally every member of Congress has a Twitter account, as well as the levers of grasstops engagement and media. Facebook, though, is better for grassroots outreach and chapter development. Instagram is best for grassroots outreach and grasstops engagement. So the thing to do here really is consider what lever you or your chapter would like to pull on with your social media use, or which is your favorite platform best for, the one that you spend the most time on or the one that you find the easiest to use, and then head in that direction. So as you get clear about what levers you'd like to focus on and what platforms are most appropriate, it'll be easier to understand exactly what actions to take on social media. So I'm going to give you some high-level examples here, and we'll break it down by each lever of political will. And these are just high-level ideas. So if you want detailed specifics on how to take these actions, again, there's a lot of great trainings that Flannery Winchester and I have been working on and posted on Community. And we are working on more, so there'll be more information, not less. So social media for lobbying Congress. Twitter is particularly great for lobbying Congress. So you should find and follow your representatives and senators on the platforms you use. Their members of Congress, like I said, are most active on Twitter. You should interact with your members of Congress by leaving positive comments on their posts, encouraging them when they speak about climate. And then you should also post your own content when it comes to lobbying Congress, and make sure you're tagging your members of Congress, maybe photos of chapter activities that you're doing that relate to lobbying, relevant letters to the editor and news articles, and making sure, again, you're tagging your members of Congress so that they see that you had a letter to the editor published, for example. And then there you want to use grassroots climate as the hashtag. And I'll just point out something else here. A good use for social media for lobbying Congress is for research. So if you're going to be participating in Lobby Day coming up soon, using social media to do some research on what your member of Congress is posting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram could be a great tool. Who are they sharing photos of? A lot of times you'll see a member of Congress share pictures of groups they've been meeting with, either in person or on Zoom. or maybe events they've hosted. And so doing a little bit of homework on your members of Congress's various social media accounts is a great way to see what they value, who they're following, who they're tagging, and what they're sharing. Because if they're sharing it, it's important to them that their constituents see that information. So it's a great way to do some homework. So here is an example of something that shows using social media for lobbying Congress. This is a tweet that went out that is an example from the CCL Silver Spring Tacoma Park chapter. And they have some pictures here that are of their meeting. And they're saying, look at everyone getting ready for our next lobby day with Rep. Raskin. So what I love about this tweet is they've tagged their representative. They're showing their representative that they're meeting ahead of time, ahead of their lobby meeting, to plan their meeting. So they're demonstrating that they're putting in effort and work into the planning of their lobby meeting. And then they use the hashtag grassroots climate to show that there are regular people in their community that are trying to talk about this issue. So that's a great example of using Twitter to lobby Congress. So now let's switch gears and talk about another lever of media relations. So Twitter is also especially good when you're trying to get the attention of the media. A lot of newspapers and broadcast media, podcasts, and the people that represent those publications are on Twitter and very active there. So you should post about your media success, like published letters to editors, op-eds, editorial endorsements, or articles that feature CCL. You should follow and interact with your local media outlets and journalists on various social media platforms. And you can even sometimes use social media to make a connection or relationship with local journalists to pitch ideas to them. So here's an example of an account that is on Instagram that is from the Greenville, South Carolina chapter that has a picture of somebody holding a letter to the editor that they got published. What I love about this is, as we'll talk in a few minutes, Instagram's not so great for sharing links. So if you have a link to an article, Instagram's not really a great place to share that because links are not clickable on Instagram for the most part. And so what they did here is they took a picture of that letter to the editor. Pictures on Instagram with smiling people in them perform much better than just pictures of words. And then they quoted part of the letter to the editor in the post, and they tagged the newspaper. So I love that they tagged the newspaper in this one. Okay, so Grasstops Outreach is the next lever I want to talk about. So you can post about your Grasstops successes. We want to let the world know that we're reaching out to get endorsements from businesses, city councils, faith groups, civic leaders, chambers of commerce. So we want to let people know our successes. So make sure that you're sharing those on social media. You can also follow and interact with Grasstop leaders to see what their priorities are, to see what they what's important to them so that you can know how to approach them if you're trying to do some homework and bring them on board as an endorser. So it can inform your real life outreach to them. So here's an example of a post that we did sharing that we had more than 1,500 prominent individuals, businesses, organizations, and local governments supporting the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. So we named some of those individuals, we tagged some of those individuals, and we used the Price on Pollution hashtag here because we're talking about the legislation here. And so that's the hashtag we prefer to use. Okay, going from Grasstops to Grassroots. Grassroots outreach is really a really good way to use social media for that lever is to host Facebook events when you're having outreach activities. Facebook's great for events. If you have an event coming up that you're trying to get folks to attend, like a monthly meeting, or our international virtual conference, Facebook is the most savvy platform for events. You could also post photos that show your group's activities that can attract new members to join because they can see themselves doing something similar to what the photos are that you're sharing. So maybe pictures of tabling, lobby meetings, and again, using that hashtag grassroots climate. And then we always recommend sharing interesting content from CCL National's Facebook page to start the conversations with your friends and followers to get more folks informed about what it is that exactly that we're doing at CCL. So this is a collection of a couple of photos that Dallas-Fort Worth, if you were looking for one of CCL's best social media accounts on all of the platforms, I would vote for Dallas-Fort Worth chapter. They are doing an excellent job in social media, so follow them for good ideas of what to share. Here they've shared some pictures from a tabling event they did, and they went around and asked folks to fill out, this was back before social distancing, but to fill out constituent letters to their members of Congress. And so they took pictures of that happening and then posted that they had great success collecting over 100 of those. And they used here the grassroots climate hashtag, but you'll notice they also used a different hashtag that refers to the event that they were attending so that folks that maybe are not familiar with or paying attention to the grassroots climate hashtag, but they were paying attention to the event hashtag will also see these posts. Okay, so social media for chapter development. This is that fifth lever. So chapter development includes training folks to be stronger, more prepared volunteers. And so you should make sure that the folks in your chapter understand how to best use the platforms that they're on for their CCL work. And so one of the ways to do that is to keep educating folks in their chapters using the trainings that CCL has. There's even just Googling things. If you're not familiar or don't understand something on social media, Googling it and watching a YouTube video that's not a CCL video is even a strategy that I've used before when I come across something confusing. And then I'll get into this in a moment, but joining our social media action team is another way that's great for chapter development. This is what the community portal looks like for the social media for chapter development recommendations here. So that's the link, and I'm sure Brett will share that in the chat. But this has a lot of great videos that Flannery and I have recorded. She's our communications director, and she, together with Steve Volk, manage our Twitter account. I'm the person behind the Instagram account and the LinkedIn account. So we've done a bunch of different trainings that vary in length from about 3 to 5 minutes up to about maybe 15 minutes. They're bite-sized pieces that you can check out if you're wanting to learn more. So I really encourage you to think of social media, like I said, as a tool for pulling each of the levers of political will and to use whichever platform is appropriate to do that work that you have as a goal. But it's understandable that for some of you, you might only use one platform or you might prefer one over the others. So maybe you only signed up for Facebook because you've got kids and grandkids you're trying to keep in touch with and you want to see pictures from them and you don't have any other accounts. Or maybe you started using Instagram in middle school, but you're not on Twitter or Facebook. So in that case, what I'm going to do now is kind of turn what we just talked about on its head and do a backwards cheat sheet for what I recommended on each platform so you can pay attention to one or two things that are most relevant to what it is that you're interested in. So Twitter. If you prefer to use Twitter, you can do things like posting photos of group meetings and outreach events, and again, using those hashtags and tagging at Citizens Climate where it makes sense. If you tag CCL's account on Twitter, we can retweet you. And then you can get more exposure that way of whatever it is that you're sharing that's interesting. You can share links to LTEs and other media here. And you can follow and interact with your members of Congress, with the media, and with CCL on Twitter. So if you are primarily focused on Facebook and what can you do on that platform, you can do things like share content from CCL's national page. You can host Facebook events as ways to spread the word about your local events. And you can actually even search for other events that are happening nearby you and see if there's a way to network with them to help raise awareness of CCL. And then you can activate the town hall feature and interact with your members of Congress. I do talk about that in one of the trainings that's available on community. And if we have time for Q&A, during the Q&A, I can answer any questions about that town hall feature. But it's interesting and very helpful. And then Instagram. This is one of my favorite platforms recently. It's just so happy on Instagram for the most part, very positive atmosphere. And so if you're on Instagram, post pictures, obviously, or videos from your local events. So Instagram, for those of you not familiar with it, is picture driven. So like I said earlier, it's not a place to post links. You do have one place on Instagram where you can put a link and it's clickable, and that's in your profile, your bio. But you only get one link there. There are some secrets around that of having what's called like a link tree, where you can click that one link and then there's more things you can click from there. It's almost like a menu on a website. So there are some tricks around this, but you have to constantly update that with your new links. So again, if you want to share articles and news, Twitter or Facebook are going to be your best bet, but not Instagram. So there you're going to focus on videos and photos and stories from local events you're doing, your CCL activities in picture. Again, use those hashtags we talked about and definitely tag Citizens Climate, because then I can know that you're talking about what we're doing on Instagram and I might be able to share what it is that you're sharing. And if you're using stories on Instagram, which is one of kind of the more advanced Instagram things to do, definitely tag CCL if you're talking about your CCL work, because there's a lot of opportunity for a back and forth conversation and us sharing what you are sharing if you're tagging us in it. You can also, again, interact with your members of Congress or influencers on Instagram or other accounts that you follow to spread the word about CCL. I will say on Instagram, over the last year, I've noticed that a number of active members of Congress on Instagram skyrocket. So members of Congress have definitely learned that Instagram is a way to connect with young folks. And a lot of members of Congress are wanting to connect to that demographic. And so I've seen a big, strong increase of activity from members of Congress on Instagram. So you can take any of those social media actions that we've gone over as an individual, but you also might want to coordinate as your chapter. So let's kind of zoom out for a moment and talk about how you can engage on social media as a chapter planning activities. So for example, you could appoint someone in your chapter who's an active social media user to make sure that your chapter activities are being posted about on social media. And those posts can be made from a chapter social media account, or if you don't have one, that's fine, from a personal account. If you have a high school or a college student in your chapter, or a few of them, this might be a responsibility at which they would excel and be interested in taking ownership. And I know that we have a lot of students on the Zoom tonight. So if you're interested in social media and you're interested in getting more connected and active with your local chapter, consider reaching out to the group leader or some of the other leaders in your chapter and asking how you can get involved with the social media or maybe get started if the chapter doesn't have a social media presence. So to help you be successful with your social media activities, CCL has created a social media action team. And as part of this team, you'll have opportunities to help with strategic efforts, such as posting supportive comments to members of Congress who are speaking up about climate change or taking action. And you'll have other rapid response action opportunities, such as when articles come out or CCL has a new social media content on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram that we want to kind of be spread rapidly and widely. The team's also a place to get reminders and ideas about what you and your chapter can be posting. It's a great place for questions if you have them and to ask and share what other chapters are doing on social media. And then it's also a great way to connect with myself and with Flannery. We're the two staff members who run the group. to get your questions answered. And sometimes that social media action team is the first to know exciting new information in CCL. So I'm inviting you, if you're on Facebook, we run the action team as a Facebook group because we're the social media action team. So of course we're going to be on a social media platform. We also do have a group on a community. So you can go on CCL community and click through the action teams and find us there. We are more active on Facebook, but we do also share stuff in the forums on CCL community as well. And the group is private. And the reason we have the group set as private is just to make sure, because we're talking about strategy and, hey, folks, we just want to go support this member of Congress who's a Republican talking about climate change. So we got to make sure that we're all real CCL volunteers in the group. So that's why it's private. And we do ask when you join CCL, what chapter you're involved with, and your email address when you sign up to join the group so that we can verify that you're real and not a bot or something like that. So because social media is kind of its own beast, I do want to talk for a moment about our tone on social media and incorporating CCL's values. So just like in our lobby meetings, it's important to bring respect, appreciation, and gratitude into your social media interactions on behalf of CCL. So when you're representing CCL and your CCL chapter, make sure that you're representing our values. And this is especially true if you're interacting with your member of Congress and saying, I'm a CCL volunteer, and here's something I would like for you to do, please. Make sure you don't insult, pester, or shame your member of Congress when you're representing CCL. And you also want to be careful with sarcasm and sometimes even humor, because those don't always come across clearly online. We recommend keeping your tone straightforward and conveying those core values that are listed on the slide. And these guidelines are also true as you engage with others on social media. So you might encounter someone who doesn't support carbon pricing or does not like the idea of bipartisanship or simply disagrees with you in some other way. And if you're unable to engage with that person in a respectful way, or you feel yourself getting frustrated and wanting to win the discussion, that's usually a good cue that it's time to log off and do something else to help distract. I know I've found myself getting frustrated many times with conversations on social media. It's just different there, and sometimes the tone can be hard to translate. So this is my favorite thing that I always share with volunteers during these kinds of presentations is, what kinds of stories do we tell on the various platforms? What are the kinds of themes that we're sharing? So we always tell these kinds of stories on Facebook. One, it might surprise you who's trying to solve climate change. And that's an example that's in the picture here on the slide. It's a picture of the House Republicans proposing, a news article of the House Republicans proposing carbon capture and sequestration legislation. So it might be surprising to some folks that Republicans actually do have some climate legislation that they're backing. We also want to share the story that grassroots action will change the world, like with the Energy Innovation Act. So we want to share that theme. And so anytime there's any kind of news that is relevant to that, we'll share that and try and talk about that theme on social media. And then we also want to share that CCL offers you the context for and the opportunity to discuss relevant current events. So we will engage with current events and news stories on Facebook because that's something that people go to Facebook for. So what are the stories that we want to try and always tell on Twitter? Well, we want to try, and some of them are similar to Facebook, but we want to try and share that the Energy Innovation Act is a robust climate solution backed by grassroots support. And we want to use, again, that grassroots climate hashtag because we want to show folks that it is grassroots support behind this bill. We want to talk about the fact that bipartisan climate solutions have the most political viability. We also want to share and demonstrate that CCL is an informed and involved participant in climate policy discussions. We also want to, on Instagram, share these stories, that young people are taking the lead on climate change. So as I mentioned, the demographics on Instagram are younger. And so we want to match that vibe and focus on those demographics that are involved in our CCL work, so that when people are seeing pictures on Instagram, they're seeing young people that are involved as CCL volunteers, so they can see themselves in doing that work. We want to, again, share that grassroots climate action will change the world, like through the Energy Innovation Act. And we want to share that CCL is a great organization to support if you're a young person concerned about climate change. We want to share the ways and elevate the ways that young people are making a difference in CCL. And so one of the things I do on Instagram regularly is I share some of our interns and our fellows and some of our college students that are campus leaders. I share quotes from them and pictures of them and a little tidbit about who they are and where they're studying. And so if you're interested in me sharing who you are and what you're doing, definitely connect to Clara Fang because she provides that information to me. And I have like a little cheat sheet I can go from to share those stories on Instagram so we can share why folks that are younger are involved and what they're getting out of being a CCL volunteer. And those are some of our best performing posts on Instagram too. People love hearing what our younger volunteers are doing. So let's talk about some things that you can do, some action items you can take. So if you have chapter social media accounts, you can recruit a volunteer to oversee and manage those accounts. And like I said, our younger volunteers are usually excited about that opportunity. And that means it's something, if you're not super savvy with a particular social media platform, if you can recruit somebody else to help out with that that is and they're interested in it, that's something less that you have to do. And then you can focus on things that light you up more. And it's so managing a social media account for your chapter is also a way for people that can't come to your meetings regularly to still be a CCL volunteer and be engaged. So maybe they have commitments or their job or their families means that they can't be participating regularly in meetings for CCL. But this is something they can do remotely. They don't need to be at every single meeting or directly participating in all of the other activities to be contributing in this way. I do recommend if you're going to set up a chapter social media account, you have some backups that have the login and passwords or that are made as admins as well for those accounts, just in case you get locked out. So get likes, invite volunteers and friends to follow your social media accounts for your chapter, but also make sure they're following our national accounts. And then this is the most important thing to take away from today's meeting, I think, which is as chapters, I think it's really important to make social media part of your meeting agenda every month when you have your chapter meeting. So that might be taking a picture of your folks during your virtual meeting on Zoom and sharing that y'all were having your monthly meeting and here's the three things you talked about and your two successes you had. Or maybe it's when we're back to doing things in public and you had a tabling event and collected letters, then you're sharing pictures from that. But it's really important to make social media an actionable item at your meetings. And we've been including in the action packets for every your monthly meetings with your agenda and everything, and with this, you know, the speaker information that we have every month. We've been including in the last couple of months actions to take on social media. So we're really trying to help you during your meeting to incorporate social media into your agenda. But you know your chapter best. And you know your members of Congress best, and you know the grass tops environment in your community best. So we trust you to come up with your own social media actions for your meetings if something else makes more sense for you. The next action item, and then I'm going to open it up for Q&A, is, again, follow us on all the platforms if you don't. I will say we have like almost 200,000 CCL supporters internationally, but we only have like 35,000 CCL followers. We only have 35,000 followers for CCL's Facebook page. We only have like 9,500 on our Instagram account. So there's a lot of CCL supporters out there that don't follow us on platforms. So it might seem silly that I'm asking you to follow us, but double check that you are. Like and comment and share our content. It really does help us. The behind the scenes of all these individual platforms, the algorithms, you might hear that word thrown around, sometimes are not in our favor. So really having you guys engage and comment and have conversations on the stuff that we're posting on social media is actually an important action. It helps other people see our content. So it is very important and very helpful when you comment, when you share, when you like. It's really very helpful to us. RSVP to events that we share on Facebook, especially if you're coming to the virtual conference this weekend. We have a Facebook event for that, that you can say you're going and you can click and share and then invite, and you can invite 10 friends to that Facebook event and maybe they'll show up for part of the virtual conference too. And that would be awesome. And then join the social media action team. The link is there. And I know Brett shared that as well. Or if you don't want to join or you're not on Facebook, that's fine. You can have someone else from your chapter join so they can always share the information back and forth. And you're getting that cross information, the cross pollination.
Thank you, Ashley, for just a really in-depth coverage across all three platforms in under 40 minutes. I definitely learned a lot, and I always do when I listen to you. So thank you for taking the time to join us. If you have any other questions outside of tonight, too, I do recommend you can always reach out to Ashley. You can also go to our forums and post questions so that other people benefit from what we find out as well.
Thank you, guys. This was fun.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.